Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, August 25th. You'll be interested to know, 416 years ago today, in 1609, Galileo unveiled his first telescope to the Venetian Senate in Venice, Italy. This groundbreaking demonstration marked a pivotal moment in the history of astronomy, as Galileo's telescope allowed for unprecedented observations of the night sky. His subsequent discoveries, including the moons of Jupiter and the phases of Venus, provided compelling evidence for the heliocentric model of the solar system, fundamentally transforming our understanding of the universe. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday at Venice Beach. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 3 feet. The conditions will stay fair as the day goes on, with the swell holding steady at 2 to 3+ feet. Winds will shift to onshore around midday, picking up to 8 miles per hour by early afternoon, creating some chop later on. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 1 foot incoming low tide, when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 19 seconds and the sideshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 5 feet at 11:30 a.m., followed by a 1.5 foot low tide at 5:15. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 73 degrees for the water temperature. Clean conditions start the period with waves around 2 to 3+ feet, gradually shifting to fair as the day progresses. The following day maintains similar size but sees a slight increase in chop, especially in the afternoon. By the third day, expect a consistent 2 to 3 feet, with conditions improving slightly as winds ease into the evening. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 69 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:27, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:24. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early, clearing by mid-morning, leading to mostly sunny skies and a high around 76 with a light breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and a low of 65 with calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies with patchy fog in the mornings on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, with highs around 75 and 74. Nights will be partly cloudy, with lows near 64 and 65. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a recent discussion about fire safety, experts revealed that beloved climbing plants like bougainvillea and trumpet vines pose serious risks for homes in fire-prone areas like those in LA. The LA County Fire Department advises homeowners to remove such vegetation, as it can catch fire easily and create a ladder effect, facilitating the spread of flames. With the impending implementation of stricter regulations for landscaping near homes, some worry that these cherished plants might soon be trimmed back. However, professionals remind us that maintaining a fire-safe landscape can still allow for vibrant, defensible spaces that protect our homes. Now on to sports. The University of North Carolina football program will be featured in a new docuseries on Hulu this fall. Coach Bill Belichick announced this exciting development on social media, emphasizing that the show will showcase our football program. Vlahovic stated it will highlight players' dedication and improvement throughout the season. The series will stream later this fall, although further details remain undisclosed. The Tar Heels season kicks off on September 1st against Texas Christian University, marking Belichick's debut as head coach after he joined the program following the dismissal of Mack Brown. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Petco Park in San Diego, the Dodgers won over the Padres 8-2. Yamamoto earned the win pitching 6 innings with 2 earned runs allowed. Freddie Freeman hit a 2-run homer, and rookie Dalton Rushing powered a clutch 3-run shot in the 7th. The boys in blue finished with 9 hits and 0 errors. The Dodgers' record is now 74-57, keeping pace in the National League West race. Tonight, the Dodgers clash with the Reds in Los Angeles for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Emmett Sheehan is 4-2, with a 4.17 earned run average, faces Hunter Green, who is 5-3 with a 2.63. First pitch at 7:10 at Dodger Stadium under clear skies and 79 degrees. In top news, Rangers have discovered and eradicated more than 2,000 illegal marijuana plants from a remote site in Sequoia National Park. The operation uncovered 3,300 plants, along with hazardous chemicals and a firearm. Among the alarming findings was 1 gallon of methamidophos, a toxic insecticide banned in the United States since 2009. The Park Service noted significant damage to natural resources, including diverted water from a creek and cleared vegetation. Nearly 300,000 marijuana plants, valued at approximately $850 million, have been removed from Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks over the past 2 decades. In business news, Ether, the cryptocurrency that powers the Ethereum blockchain, has shattered its previous all-time high from late 2021. This is significant as institutional investors have renewed interest in Ether, giving it fresh momentum in the latter part of 2025. Ether peaked at $4,945 just after 3 on Sunday, surpassing the old record of $4,878. Factors driving this surge include digital asset treasury companies, exchange-traded funds, and increased bullish sentiment. James Butterfill from CoinShares notes, "Sentiment is dramatically improving, highlighting Ethereum's potential for continued growth." In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged over the weekend at about $113,000. Ethereum is up 11%. To just under 4,800. And XRP is up 7% to $3.04. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The browser you use on your Android phone may not be as safe as you think. Many users stick with a preloaded option, likely Google Chrome, which dominates the market but demands more personal data than expected. Research from Surfshark reveals that Chrome is the most data-hungry browser, collecting sensitive information like browsing history and payment details. Its close ties to Google's advertising networks mean constant tracking, even when you are not actively browsing. To regain control of your privacy, consider switching to alternatives like Brave, DuckDuckGo, Firefox, or Tor, which prioritize user anonymity and data protection. Entertainment news. Girl Climber is an exciting 83-minute documentary that chronicles professional climber Emily Harrington's quest to become the first woman to free climb Golden Gate on El Capitan in under 24 hours. Directed by John Glassberg, this film screens today for one night only in IMAX, with a digital release on September 12th. The documentary highlights Harrington's resilience, showcasing her four attempts from 2019 to 2020. It delves into her physical and emotional challenges, including a near-fatal fall. This film, produced by Red Bull Studios and Louder Than 11, is a must-watch for climbing enthusiasts and general audiences alike. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and philosopher, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. And he said, "All things must change to something new, to something strange." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings Venice Beach.